A very good evening to you from me, Father Emil. Yes, a very warm welcome to As the Sun Sets. Today is the feast of St. Agnes, a virgin and martyr, lived in the very early church, died at a very early age of about 15 or so as a martyr, and we'll reflect on the implications of that during the reflection today. But a very warm welcome. I know you're travelling home from work, or some of you are already at home, just settling down to thank the Lord for the gift of this day. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. The Virgin of Christ was neither overcome by terror nor won over by flattery. I love the Lord, for he has heard the cry of my appeal. For he turned his ear to me in the day when I called him. They surrounded me, the snares of death, with the anguish of the tomb. They caught me, sorrow and distress. I call on the Lord's name. O Lord, my God, deliver me. How gracious is the Lord, and just. Our God has compassion. The Lord protects the simple hearts. I was helpless, so he saved me. Turn back my soul to your rest, for the Lord has been good. He has kept my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. I will walk in the presence of the Lord, in the land of the living. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Virgin of Christ was neither overcome by terror nor won over by flattery. I trust in him alone. To him alone do I commit myself with all my love. I trusted even when I said, I am sorely afflicted. And when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. Oh, precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make. I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I trust in him alone. To him alone do I commit myself with all my love. I give you praise, Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, because you made your servant victorious through your Son. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Worthy are you, O Lord, to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed men for God from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made us a kingdom and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I give you praise, Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, because you made your servant victorious through your Son. And now I'm going to read to you the Gospel according to Matthew, which is the Gospel for the memory of St. Agnes. And it comes from Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 to 46. Jesus said to the crowds, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone has found. He hides it again, goes off happy, sells everything he owns, and buys the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. And when he finds one of great value, he goes and sells everything he owns and buys it. Well, today we celebrate the memory, or the feast, call it what you like, of Saint Agnes. And this happened, in the very early years of the 4th century that she was put to death. And she was a young girl, just 12 or 15, and no doubt it was during this time that she was tempted and no doubt wanted to have sexual favours by somebody else. But eventually she was put to death. She was a virgin and she was a martyr. And you know, now when I think about a young girl of 12 or 15, we have so many of young girls of 12 or 15 today, and one wonders sometimes whether kids of this age, 12 or 15, would have the determination, the conviction of someone like St. Agnes. And I think it provides us with an opportunity just of reflecting for a moment. I chose to read this gospel today because the gospel is really Jesus talking about the kingdom of heaven. And we know that the kingdom of heaven is very difficult to pin down. I mean, Jesus never says what it is. He always says it's like a treasure somebody finds. Now, when you find a treasure, you value that treasure because it is a treasure. And so you're not going to just pay lip service to the treasure, but it's something that you really value. So we ask ourselves, what is the treasure hidden in the field? Or what is the merchant who is looking for fine pearls? When he finds one of great value, he sells everything he owns and he buys it. To come to an appreciation of something really valuable, you'll sell everything you own. You'll do whatever you can to buy that field, go and buy that fine pearl. And so the kingdom of heaven is like this. And we are encouraged to come to terms with the kingdom of heaven, to come to terms with what it is that Jesus is offering us. And when we look down through the history of the church and we find people like St. Agnes, these are people who found this treasure of great price. They were prepared to pay the ultimate price, to say, I am not prepared to forego what I have found in the kingdom of God. I am not prepared to forego this pearl of great price that I have found. And so Agnes had a conviction. She found something, and this was something that she truly valued in her life. And I think, you know, we all have to come to this moment in our lives when we can say and ask ourselves, first of all, have I really found the pearl of great price? Is there something in me? Is there a conviction in me about my faith in Christ? Have I really come into touch with this man, Jesus Christ? Have I really found him? Have I put my hand out to touch him, so to speak? And people like St. Agnes and so many other martyrs down through the ages have found that Jesus was the pearl of great price. And I think you and I, each of us, has to search to come to know Jesus. And that's why we have the scriptures. The scriptures are there to introduce us to this man, Jesus Christ. Now, as we come to know Jesus through the scriptures, we come to appreciate this pearl of great price. When we sit down to pray and we close our eyes and we are aware of being in the presence of the Lord, knowing that the Holy Spirit is with us, when we come to appreciate that moment a moment of which we can call the pearl of great price. That's the moment that we must say, I have found something. I have found Jesus. I have found God. I have found the Holy Spirit. Call what you like now, but I have found the pearl of great price in my life. And I am prepared to forego everything for this gift. I think we all need to come to that moment in our lives. But you know, unfortunately, I think many of us, we swim around on the surface and we never really come to know Jesus as we should. We've never really found the pearl of great price. So I want to pray this evening that you and I, and no judgment here at all, you and I will find Jesus in our lives, that we will find the pearl of great price and be prepared to give everything for that. It's like saying, I have looked, I have searched, I have tried to find my vocation. Eventually, I have discovered my vocation in my relationship with Jesus, and I'm prepared to give up everything for this. I'm prepared to give up everything to be a disciple of Jesus. And that's a real commitment. There's a cost attached to this. And it means we have to be prepared to give up everything. Sometimes we have to give up marriage. Sometimes we have to give up relationships, our work, whatever the case might be. But to find Jesus should be the moment of our lives where we say, wow, this is something I never thought was possible. Agnes found Jesus, and she was prepared to give up everything, even her life, at the early, tender age of 12 or 15. So let's pray today that we will have that conviction to find Jesus and really commit ourselves to Jesus and to say, Lord, for you I give up everything. Literally, I will be prepared to give my life for you. But let's pray also for the 12 and 15-year-olds today. So many of them are seduced into sexual behavior. How many of them have children in their early teenage years? Let's pray for those young people that they will come to realize that they, like St. Agnes, are confronted with a choice. Either I am seduced, either I will give in to this person who is trying to overwhelm me, or I will remain faithful to Christ. And I pray that our young people today will really find Christ in their lives and be prepared to say, I am not prepared to go down any other road than the road that leads to Christ. And there is a conviction, I think, that we all need to have. St. Agnes had it. The martyrs right down through the history of the Church had it. Our own Blessed Benedict d'Assois had it. And we all need to come to this conviction that we follow Christ, come hell or high water, that we be prepared to give up our lives for him. And let's pray especially for our young people, our teenagers today, that they too will be prepared to remain faithful to Christ and to give up everything and hold on to Christ, their Saviour, their friend, their brother. God chose her before she was born. He brought her to live in his own dwelling place. God chose her before she was born. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. God chose her before she was born. St. Agnes opened her arms and prayed, I pray to you, Holy Father. Behold, I am coming to you whom I have loved, whom I have sought, and whom I have always desired. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. St. Agnes opened her arms and prayed. I pray to you, Holy Father. Behold, I am coming to you whom I have loved, whom I have sought, and whom I have always desired. Now let us give thanks to the King of Martyrs, for this is the hour when he offered himself in the Last Supper and laid down his life on the cross. We praise you, Christ the Lord. We praise you, Christ our Saviour, example and strength of the martyrs, because you have loved us to the end. We praise you, Christ the Lord. Because you have promised repentant sinners the reward of eternal life, we praise you, Christ the Lord. Because you have called the Church to offer the blood of the new and eternal covenant, the blood shed for the remission of sins, we praise you, Christ the Lord. Because you have brought us to this day with the gift of faith intact, we praise you, Christ the Lord. Because of the many the brothers and sisters who today have come to share in your saving death, we praise you, Christ the Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty ever-living God, you choose what is weak in the world to shame what is strong. Grant that as we celebrate the martyrdom of St. Agnes, we may follow her example of steadfastness in faith, and we make our prayer through Christ our Lord. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always.
A time will come for singing when all your tears are shed, when sorrow's chains are broken and broken hearts will mend. The deaf will hear your singing when silent tongues are free. When beggars
Beautiful song there by Dan Scutter, a lovely song which brings us to the end of our evening prayer, A Time Will Come for Singing. Well, time for me to go and sing whatever we're going to be doing right now, but I hope you're going to get home safely. I'm sure you will. Know that your loved ones are there waiting for you, and all I can say is I wish you a wonderful, restful evening. And so from me, Father Emil, thanks for listening, thanks for sharing, and please God, you've been inspired. From me, good night, and God bless.